something an awful lot last 10 days, and not everything, but the last 10 days been some incidents of these buses being attacked. And Friday night there was a windscreen smashed, and on Saturday there was a young girl injured by a windscreen being smashed. So you have to condemn this outright.
This did lead to the service being suspended for a time, but we understand that has been restored now.
Yeah, well, the buses were suspended to the Gaya area on around about 3 o'clock on Saturday, but was restored again on Sunday morning with the Sunday service. But, you know, the inconvenience that these people that live in Gaya had, and they walked down Grand Gaya Road to get a bus. You know, you're talking about the elderly people and people with sickness. You know, if it was a serious problem for them.
Now, there has been some intervention, we understand, from community leaders. You believe that this is going to take a community response to stamp it out?
Of course it will. And, you know, these young people are ages from 14 to about 16 years of age. So the parents need to step up to the mark here and find out where the children are in the early hours of the mornings and at night. And, you know, the whole aspect of the community involvement down there have to pay tribute to those people. We went out on Saturday night and Sunday to try and check some of these young people. We found that only about 6 or 7 people involved in this. And as I said, the age was from 14 to about 15. So the parents need to step up on mark here as well.